up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we are off and running once again with another round of Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. A lot of great old-time records for you between now and about an hour from now. So hang on to your squeeze box. That's like accordion lingo there. And join us in the fun for the next hour. So a lot of records to play and, of course, brought to you this week. Get the words out. We're in trouble if I'm saying stuff wrong already. Brought to you by A World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. We'll tell you more about that as we get into the show. They have some events coming up we're going to tell you about. So you might want to get the calendar handy and your pen handy. And maybe you want to look these up and make a stop in Superior, Wisconsin. But we'll get into that a little bit later on in the show. Other than that, big old handful of great old-time records. Let's just jump right into it with Eddie Walczyk's orchestra. Here's the Green Bridge Polka. Eddie Walczyk Orchestra there, the Green Bridge Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And want to remind you, of course, you can always look us up on Facebook now. Yes, we've kind of gone high-tech. It's just facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. You got to have the Tim's on there. Otherwise, you can always email us, too, if you have a request or dedication or a song you're looking for or whatever. It's oompahour@mail.com. We'll get a message to us via email. So there you go. I think it's been a while since we have played a record by Lil Wally. I just feel like we haven't had one for a couple of weeks. Maybe we have. But my feeling is we're due a Lil Wally record. So here's Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys. And what will you have?
What do you have?
There you go. What'll you have? Little Wally and the Harmony Boys here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Great old-time records for an hour every week. Not quite an hour, actually, technically, because you got to have a little room for the stations that carry the show to do stuff within the hour, whether they're doing some news or some commercials or whatever. So we cheat a little bit. It's not really an hour, but hey, you know, when you watch a TV show that's an hour long, it's really 41 minutes. Did you know that? You watch a typical hour-long television program, 41 minutes, 19 minutes of ads, so I don't feel bad doing like 55, 56, 57 minutes. We've actually gone over a couple of times, and boy, do we get the wrath of the stations when we do that. But anyway, I don't know. I am tired as I'm doing the show today. I got up early this morning. It was one of those big yearly rummage sale events in our community, and my wife was at work, and I thought, well, I should probably get up and go to the rummage sales, and it's just no fun when you have to do it alone. I'm telling you now, I shopped for 2.5 hours. Here's what I bought. 2 tape measurers, because no man has ever said, gosh, I have too many tape measurers. What else did I buy? I got a free bag, big plastic bag full of various wires and cables and connectors and plugs and doodads, electronical things, because you never know when you might need one of those. Okay, now don't tell my wife, because she doesn't know this yet, but my wife does. We call it Farrah hair, because she was, you know, back in the 70s, did her hair like Farrah Fawcett on Charlie's Angels with the big curly hair, and she still does that. And one of the sales had a Farrah Fawcett Charlie's Angels doll, and it's not even one of the action figure ones. I'm sure it's probably a collectible, but I was like, it's the wife's hair! So I bought her the Farrah Fawcett doll this morning. What else did I buy? I bought a little metal cabinet to screw on the wall in the garage to put stuff in, mostly stuff that I bought at rummage sales. And that's about it. After 2.5 hours of running around to garage sales, that was the best I did. But I'm glad I got 2 more tape measures, though. Another thing you never hear a man say, darn it, I have too many screwdrivers. Can't happen. You ever have to buy a gift for a man? A screwdriver set. No matter what, he's got a use for it. Don't get one of those cheap Chinese ones, though. Get a good one. Spend the $10. Oh, man. All right. Well, this all leads us to absolutely nothing except a Whoopi John record. And since I am kind of tired, I thought, let's throw a waltz in right away here. Slow things down a little bit so I don't feel like I'm working so hard. Whoopi John, Will Fart and his orchestra, and I Miss You Tonight here on Tim's Oompa Hour.
Now I am lonely and blue. Oh,
There you go. Whoopee John, the orchestra there, and I Miss You Tonight. A little waltz action here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, bringing you all these great old-time records once again. And I tell you, these records are making me crazy this week because I have this problem with nostalgia and stuff. And, you know, all the records we play on this show are records, and they're all, even the new ones, are 25 years old. And we've talked about this. As time goes on, I'm working on getting the records into their new sleeves. They're mostly 45s we play here on the show. And I've got sleeves of different colors, and I'm putting the different ethnicities of records into different colored sleeves. And the problem with this, other than my complete lack of a logical system, is that, you know, a lot of these records are in their original paper sleeves. See, now, like, here's a record we have coming up in the show here. We're going to hear Open the Window Polka here in a little bit. Happy Louie's doing that. It's on Rex Records, and it's in a relatively beat-up brown paper sleeve. This record's probably been gone in and out of this sleeve a million times, probably since, what, the 60s, maybe, I would guess? And, well, yeah, because the address doesn't even have a zip code on it. And the thing is, stamped on the paper sleeve with a rubber stamp, Well, that's interesting. It says it's Happy Louie, but the sleeve says it's Eddie Zavasky's Orchestra. So it's probably not even the original sleeve. But the name of the Eddie Zavasky Orchestra is stamped on the sleeve in rubber stamp. And so if I put this in a new sleeve, which is made out of a more durable, heavier paper, and it's color-coded and all, then you lose the history of this great old record sleeve. And I have a problem with that. So I may have to get some of those clear plastic things that the whole thing goes into so I can preserve the sleeves with the records on the ones that have cool stuff on them. I'm telling you, it's heartbreak, one after another in this business. All right, the Naturals are up to do the Maybe One Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. The Naturals and the Maybe One Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Your old-time oldies show and a lot of records to get into the show yet today, man. Now, you know, I was telling about these record sleeves a minute ago. And I've got, I do have Happy Louie coming up next here. And we have already discussed that he's in a sleeve that's rubber stamped with the Eddie Zavascki Orchestra. So now, it's a whole new dilemma, because now I feel like I need to set this sleeve aside. I'll put the Happy Louie record in the proper yellow sleeve, which indicates a record of Polish ethnicity. And I will set the Eddie Zavascki Orchestra sleeve aside and start digging through the records, looking for the record that belongs in here so it gets back to where it belongs. That's what's wrong with me, why I never get anything done. All right, well, after all this, Happy Louie is ready to perform. He's not really. He's on a record. I have no idea. But anyway, here's Happy Louie and the boys. And open the window!
Od burzocieńko, ładna panieńko, do mnie już nie kryj się. Uciesz mi serce swoją piosenkę i podaj rączkę swą. Od burzocieńko, ładna panieńko, i rączkę mi podaj. Ja jestem młody, przykry urody, otwórz i buzi daj. Otwórz, otwórz, otwórz okna, panienka. Daj mi, rączkę i serce twe. Otwórz okienko, ładna panienko, otwórz i buzi daj. Bo w nasze serca miłość zakwitła, dziewczyno buzi daj. Otwórz okienko, ładna panienko, otwórz i serce daj. Bo ja cię kocham, dziewczyno piękna, moja kochaneczko. Otwórz, otwórz, otwórz okna, panienka. Daj mi, rączkę i serce twe.
All right, Happy Louie there. Open the window here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And brought to you this week, by the way, a World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. And we have talked about them every week now for several weeks. And they have a lot of events coming up in 2015. The traveling season is here. Maybe you want to pencil some of these into your lineup. First of all, and I want to, you know, kind of work ahead a little bit, coming up on June 20th now, they have an ethnic evening of music. They have Slovenian and Eastern European music featured. There'll be music, history, songs, legends, food, and a jam session. And it's free and open to the public. Donations, of course, are welcome. This is all at the Harrington Arts Center in Superior, Wisconsin, where you find the World of Accordions Museum. Over 1,400 now, they tell me, accordions on display. And I also want to mention, coming up in July, you plan ahead for this, because actually there are two fabulous events back-to-back. It's the third annual Dr. Willard A. Palmer Festival and Fundraiser. They're going to have historical things played, explained, seminars, teaching, all kinds of workshops, and a boatload of concerts, including Florian Szymileski performing, who, as we've talked about before, is celebrating 70 years of playing the accordion this year. That's coming up on the July 16th, 17th, and 18th. That will be followed by, and this fascinates me, the Accelerated Piano Accordion Seminar. You can learn to fix them, all right? Now, this tells me, in their information from these folks, that the industry statistics show over 10 million accordions are in use in the USA right now. Could you imagine if everybody played all at one time? What a fun situation that would be. And they're talking about how a lot of people are dragging out their older accordions. Maybe they've inherited them from mom or dad or grandma or grandpa or whatever. Find out they need some work. And it's not that easy. But you can learn a lot about it. In fact, they have the only accordion and concertina repair and technician school in the country. And this advanced piano and accordion seminar follows the Dr. Willard Festival and fundraiser. Now, these are not free events, but holy cow. For example, the advanced accordion repair class is $350, which seems like a lot, but where else are you going to learn to fix accordions and concertinas? I don't know. It's amazing stuff. And even if you just want to stop in and not take in one of the events or one of the concerts, the displays and the education and the it's amazing. They're on Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin. Look them up online. Would be my advice. It's just accordionworld.org. Everything you need to know is there, but maybe make it a destination stop in your summer travels this year. A World of Accordions Museum, Superior, Wisconsin. Check it out. Ray Dorschner and the Rainbow Valley Dutchman on the way next. And yes, I've still not quite recovered from waking up early and heading out to all those rummage sales this morning. So I think it's time for another waltz. Here is the Winter Garden Waltz. Ray Dorschner and the Rainbow Valley Dutchman here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, bringing you great old-time music for another week. We usually get about 15 tunes into a show, depending how much I blab. I've discovered I have way too many waltzes picked out today. I must have been tired when I was going through the records. But that's the way, and that coupled with the fact that so many of the old-time records have a polka on one side and a waltz on the other side. And, you know, so if you played the polka side a couple of weeks ago and you flip it over, now you got a waltz. So you wind up with way too many waltzes sometimes. Anyway, on the way, it is Ted Powers Orchestra doing the Youngstown Polka coming up here. So hang on for that. I noticed that I just got my IPA newsletter in the mail yesterday. Perhaps you're a member of the International Polka Association. Perhaps you're not. Maybe you should be if you're a big polka music fan, old-time music fan. You might want to join, help support the cause, and you get a lot of groovy information. You know, they do run the Polka Music Hall of Fame, and the new inductees have been inducted. And I thought maybe I'd tell you who they were, because I know that you're curious. And it gives me another opportunity to mispronounce some names. Because, you know, here on the Oompa Hour, we only play records on the show, which pretty much limits us to not playing any of the music from any of the new old-time musicians. And there are tons of them, and they are exceptionally good. But there are a lot of other radio shows that play all them. And we're trying to be a little different and play all the oldies. So that's what we're doing. But Hall of Fame inductees by the IPA for 2014 in the living category, which is far more cheerful, are Mark Trepax, I think I said that right, maybe, and Randy Kozlowski. In the deceased category, which is just kind of a sad name for a category, a Chester Budney Pioneer category. I want to hear a round of applause for Florian Shimoleski. Yay, because he's not from far from here, and we see him play all the time. 70 years of accordion playing, and the family band has been playing since like the 1882 or something. Obviously different people than in 1882, but it's a family musical operation. In the Polka Music Award-winning category this year, favorite male vocalist, Lenny Gomulka. Of course, very popular. My favorite of the contemporary female old-time singers, polka singers, Molly Busta Lang, comes in as your favorite female vocalist for this year. Favorite band is Dennis Polisky and Maestro's Men. Favorite album is Love Notes by Kevin Adams. And favorite song, The Roads We Travel by the Polka Country Musicians. So if you're up on the modern stuff, you can see all these people playing. They're touring. In fact, you find that kind of information in your IPA newsletter. And I would they're not paying me to do a commercial. They have no idea I'm talking about them. But I would recommend, if you're a fan of old-time music and polka music, that you join, or at least pay a visit to the website. It's www.ipapolkas.com. They've got it all there. ipapolkas.com, the International Polka Association. But it's not, being a member is pretty cheap, and you get a newsletter and a lot of interesting stuff, and there's ads where you can get music, including a lot of the older stuff that we play here on the Oompa Hour. So anyway, check it out. All right, let's get some music rolling here. I told you Ted Powers and the Orchestra coming up. This one goes back 1946, by the way. It was from a 78 that they reissued on a 45, so I don't have to get the other record player out. Here's the Youngstown Polka. Thank you. Ted Powers and his orchestra there. That's the Youngstown Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. We were talking about awards and stuff from the International Polka Association just a minute ago. We mentioned that Florian Chmielewski won the Pioneer Award this year, inducted into the International Polka Hall of Fame as a pioneer. He's been playing the accordion for more than 70 years. He's celebrating 70 years this year. And in fact, they're playing all over the place, all over the state, all over the country. So if you want to get in on the celebration, not too difficult to do. And I have one of his records here. Now, this is an older one because, you know, he was a Minnesota senator for a while, and he was known as the Swinging Senator. I'm looking to see if I can find a date on this record. And I'm not finding a date, but gosh, there's a picture of Patty on here, and she looks like she's about 8, and she's a grown-up person now, so... A grown-up person. Oh, man. But anyway, here's Florian Chmielewski and the gang. This is the Good Luck Polka.
Cheers, cheers, oh, that's the way to make a toast. Cheers, 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 everybody swing. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Na zdrowie, oh, that's the way to make a toast. Na zdrowie, here's good luck to you. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Ah-salut, oh, that's the way to make the toast. Ah-salut, here's good luck to you. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Stole, stole, oh, that's the way to make the dough. Stole, 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 here's good luck to you. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Roast, 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 oh, that's the way to make the dough. Roast, 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 here's good luck to you. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Hey, bon chance, oh, that's the way to make the toast. Hey, bon chance, here's good luck to you. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
The Good Luck Polka, Florian Chmielewski, the Swinging Senator, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, celebrating 70 years of accordion playing this year. The Swinging Senator is, I believe if you want to look him up online, I'm 99% sure. It's just Funtime Band Funtimeband.com. They're the Simulski Funtime Band. I think just Funtimeband.com will do it. You don't have to worry about how to spell Simulski, which is one of the few things I've learned in all these years of having old-time records around, is being able to spell some of these. A lot of them I still can't pronounce, but I can usually type them correctly. All right, the Jolly Premieres are on the way next. Here's Marley's Polka. Jolly Premieres for you there. Marley's Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Wow, there's a little scratch on that record right at the end of the song. Did you catch that? See, a skilled disc jockey would find a way to get around that, but, well, you know how it is. I already claimed I'm tired today, so I can get away with anything I want, right? All right, John Jeske Orchestra on the way here. Here's Happy Polka People.
Happy polka people, love that polka sound. Happy polka people, dancing all around. Happy polka people, having lots of fun. Happy polka people, make polkas number one. While the band is playing a happy polka song, grab yourself a partner, it sure won't take you long. Everybody's ready to try that polka beat. Happy polka people, the greatest you will meet.
Happy polka people, love that polka sound. Happy polka people, dancing all around. Happy polka people, having lots of fun. Happy polka people, make polkas number one.
Those happy polka people, John Jeske and his orchestra, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, great old-time records, for about an hour every week right here. Be sure to thank the folks at the radio station or the web stream or wherever you happen to be tuned in listening to our program today. Remember, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour, and also you can always email us at oompahour@mail.com. Now, sometimes you have a name that not only can you not pronounce it, but the guy knows you can't pronounce it, so he has a nickname, because I have a record by the Polish Kid, and I would normally take a shot at the name just because I can, but I do not have strong enough reading glasses on to see the small print of his name in parentheses underneath where it says the Polish Kid, so we'll just leave it at that and say here's the Mountaineer's farewell.
Żegnał góral szwagor arche, gdy się do świata leki. Żegnam cię, moja miła, żegnam cię na wieki. O, żegnam cię, moja miła, żegnam cię na wieki. Jak powrócę w krótkim czasie do domu, do sioła, to cię luba zaprowadzę na ślub do kościoła. To cię luba zaprowadzę na ślub do kościoła. Mija różek, idzie drugi, a nie widać Janka. A goralka zapomniała na słowa kochanka. A goralka zapomniała na słowa kochanka.
Osiedł góral do kościoła, widzi światło wszędzie i pyta się kościelnego, co to dzisiaj będzie. I pyta się kościelnego, co to dzisiaj będzie. Oj góralu, oj góralu, ja ci mówię serce, się twa miła narzeczono dzisiaj inni wierzę, że twa miła narzeczono dzisiaj inni wierzę. Thank you.
the Polish kid, we're not even going to worry about getting the last name right. That's the Mountaineers' farewell here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. It is not yet the farewell for this show this week because we still have a couple tunes to go. And I was going to say something else brilliant, and now it slipped my mind. So I guess we'll just move right on to Chick Hughes Mac along with special guest Ralph Jennett, it says here. And yes, we'll do another waltz. And I know, guys, I'm sorry. Because every time we play a waltz, I'm sure your wives and girlfriends say, come on, get up, dance with me. And we've had our share of waltzes in the show this week, but that's just the way it goes sometimes. Here's the Who Cares Waltz.
World may say. Now I was no angel in days gone by. You asked no questions, so why should I? So I don't care what you used to be, for I know what you are today. So why should I? I don't care what you used to be, for I know what you are today.
There we go, the Who Cares Waltz, Chick Hughes Mac, along with special guest Ralph Jennett's there. Here at Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show, and I think if we don't waste a lot of time, we could probably sneak a couple of more tunes into the show this week, so let's do that. Here's Bob Timko's orchestra, the Dancing Dolores Polka. We'll be right back. That is Bob Demko Orchestra, the Dancing Dolores Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And I can sneak in one more, the Ivan Kale Band from Norwood, Minnesota. Here's the Rainbow Valley Polka. We have it, the Ivan Kale Band there, the Rainbow Valley Polkas. That wraps up another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour here on the worldwide everything, radio, interwebs, whatever it is. You're listening to all the great old-time music. You know what I'm going to do? I'm out of here early enough that I'm going to be able to walk down to the end of the block where there was a rummage sale I stopped at earlier today. And I tell you what, I am going to go back and I'm going to buy that one-legged ventriloquist dummy. Why? Just because I don't have one with only one leg at this point. Oh, man, there's another show. Oh, man, a lot of oompa-ing happened in the last hour. We'll be back and do it again next week, though. Sing along with the theme song, huh?
I'm getting up when the next-door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Up to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota, on the Iron Ranger, brought to you by a World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. We'll be back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!